Hello and welcome to this podcast produced by students at St. Andrew the Great Church, Cambridge. We hope you enjoy listening.
Hello and welcome to our fourth episode of our Student Lunch podcast. I'm Louisa and this week's episode we'll be meeting and getting to know our very own Alistair and Rachel Payne. Alistair's been the vicar here at St. Andrew's the Great for several years and I had the joy of interviewing him and Rachel this week. So Alistair and Rachel, thank you so much for joining me for this week's episode of our Student Lunch podcast. For those who've never met you before, I thought we'd start off with a couple of fun questions just to get to know you a little bit. So let's begin with, if you could only eat one carb for the rest of your life, what would you choose?
Who's going first?
You go first.
Okay, I think I would... I think potato, maybe. Okay. I mean, it sounds a bit boring, but you can do so many things with them, can't you?
That's true, there's a lot of options
with
potatoes.
I'd really miss them if they weren't there. Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like Tunnock's caramel wafers from Scotland, but...
sadly, maybe not a carb.
If I had those every day, that probably wouldn't be so good. Yeah. If it's just a carb, chips, but again, very good for me.
Potatoes.
Oh, yeah, potatoes. Yeah. There we go. Yeah. Oh, excellent. What's the favourite place that you've ever visited?
I think it's got to be at the top of some mountain in Scotland. Just love those. And I've got one or two little favourites. I think up on Ben Nevis or...
It's not that little.
Yeah, not so small.
Any of those places, hard to differentiate.
Yeah.
Oh, with nice. with some scenery and some lochs and some sea. Yeah.
Sounds great.
I'd probably go to Scotland as well, but I'd probably say one of the really beautiful beaches.
Oh, yeah.
With white sand and freezing sea, but so beautiful.
It's very handy that you both go to Scotland.
just as well, isn't it, really?
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Have you got a favourite coffee shop in Cambridge that you could recommend to us?
So, I think we both really like the locker room at the end of road.
Yes.
But I found a really lovely one not long ago, which is called Hot Numbers, and it's off Mill Road.
Okay.
And it's got it's got an old piano in it, and it's really nice.
Oh, yeah.
I really like that.
I've not been there yet, so I wanted to
try
that.
Lots of space. It's lovely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, great.
I went to Nero's a lot because I discovered that with the Nectar reward card from Sainsbury's, you get hundreds of free cups of coffee.
Wow!
And but it didn't make it the best coffee shop, but it was the cheapest.
But a good discovery.
Yeah.
Excellent. And what do you guys like to do on a Saturday, on a day off, to relax?
So we often have a dog walk.
Yeah.
With our yellow lab, Meg.
Yes.
Who you've just met.
Yeah, I have.
Yes.
Very,
very, very bouncy.
Very friendly.
And she can run for miles. So, yeah, a really nice long dog walk in the country.
Oh, nice.
Somewhere with a few, which not totally flat place, which is difficult.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
And then we might come back and have a really nice meal and maybe watch a film.
Nice.
Yeah, something like that.
Oh, great.
Match of the day.
The
never, never too late because there's stuff to do the next morning.
Yes.
And occasionally I go out on the bike, stick on the sort of middle-aged man lycra look and head
out.
Don't watch.
So all films end at 10:20.
Yeah.
Okay.
The match of the day.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, very important. And what about when you guys were younger? What did you want to be when you grew up?
I think that varied a lot over time.
Okay.
It's boring when I was at school. I think I wanted to be an academic. Doing stuff
with
rocks and scenery.
Yep.
Sad, really, isn't it?
I don't think I ever really knew, but I remember, I think I went through the sort of air hostess thing.
Oh, I wanted to be an air hostess too.
Yeah. And then later on, I remember thinking maybe I'd like to be a policewoman.
Oh, that was quite fun.
I did, yeah.
There you go.
That was a short-lived thing, but now,
quite fun. Excellent. Well, why don't you guys both tell us a little bit more about where you grew up and how you met?
So, I grew up in the London suburbs.
Yep.
Just inside the M25. My dad commuted into London. Mm. And then I lived near Windsor for a bit as a teacher. And we met at St. Helen's Church in London.
Oh, fun.
In fact, we're married there. Yeah, oh. They had this thing. They had this thing. Take 2 minutes to talk to the person sitting next to you.
Really? That's how you met?
Well, that was one of the first times I remember meeting Rachel.
That's very fun.
And you think, so you never know what could happen on these.
Yeah.
No, but it's so sad because it can't happen at the moment.
That's true.
With COVID.
Yeah.
But that was definitely. Yeah. I think that was the second time we met, wasn't it?
Yeah. And we had a mutual.
And through a mutual friend as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, fun! And then you got married at St Helens, and then were you there for a while, or?
We were there for a little bit longer, and then. We moved to Oxford, where I was training for ministry at Wycliffe Hall.
Oh, yes, yeah.
And then we had 5.5 years down at Exeter, where I was an assistant minister, and then Bournemouth, where we live right by the beach.
Oh, very
nice.
So lovely.
Nine lovely years.
You must miss those beaches.
Oh, yes, it was so fantastic.
Oh,
yeah,
that's really nice. And then you came here to Cambridge.
Came here, yeah.
Oh, excellent. And so you were both Christians by the time that you met. I'd love to just hear a little bit about how did you guys become Christians?
So I grew up in a Christian home. So I was really privileged to grow up in a Christian home. My dad was a vicar, actually.
Oh,
and,
cool.
So in I suppose, most of my teenage years in Norwich.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I was probably fairly typical of lots of kids who grew up in a Christian home.
Yeah.
In that I took it for granted.
Yes, yeah.
And I definitely believed it, but I wasn't very engaged with it.
Yep.
But I loved going to church because my friends were there and we had a fun youth group and all that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And then when I was 14, a lot of people in our church went away on a camp.
Okay.
A really fun camp at Felixstowe. And I think it was there that for the very first time I really understood that I could have a personal relationship with God myself.
Yeah.
Not just as a sort of add-on to my Christian parents.
Yes.
But actually personal for me.
Yes. Yeah.
And that was a wonderful discovery. And and I think from then on, I mean, it's always a struggle reading the Bible, but I remember then reading it and thinking, actually, this is speaking to me.
Yeah.
And I'd never experienced that before.
Okay.
So I think that was a really, really significant time.
Yeah. That's really cool. Yeah. I think camps are so great. Like, they've had a big impact on me as well. Mm. And just having a week together, being able to really spend time in the Bible the whole week is so valuable.
Yeah. And I think also hearing the gospel from people who aren't your parents.
Yes.
If you've grown up in a Christian
home. Yeah.
That was me.
And being together with other young people that are Christians as well is really encouraging. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, great. And how about you, Alistair?
Yeah, so I was a later starter.
Yeah.
because I was an atheist in my teens.
Yeah.
And then I had a 9 months between the end of school and university. I began to have some doubts about my atheism.
Mm-hmm.
The big David Attenborough blockbusters was on then. It was a long time ago.
Yeah.
And I'd never seen anything like it. And I thought to myself, it can't all be an accident.
Mm.
And also I met one or two Christians who spoke to me about their trust in Jesus. One of them almost in a random conversation, and another one I was working. I had a job as a mountain walking guide in Scotland, and one of the people who came on these trips was a Christian. Got talking to me, and
oh,
I thought
cool.
when I got to Cambridge, I thought I must find out a bit more about this.
Yeah,
and I went along to the freshers talk at the Kit Queue.
Yeah,
and I was very struck by that, and then I joined a little discussion group in my college. It was a small thing. There were 4 of us who are not Christians meeting up with 2 guys who are Christians.
Okay, cool.
Once a week, Sunday nights, and we would argue. And I realised that I hadn't understood what I'd been rejecting.
Okay.
That was the thing. I think that's the case with lots
of
people. They just never had anybody explain it to them. And who Jesus is, the evidence, the fact that instead of having airy-fairy conversations about God, I could come to understand about God because he walked the shores of Galilee. The fact that it wasn't a question of us trying to live up to his standards. He came down to save us.
Yes.
The fact he's risen.
It
was all a complete eye-opener. And
wow.
So I came to Christ around about Remembrance Sunday in my first term.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Oh, that's like really encouraging to hear both of your testimonies. I think it's so true, isn't it? Like, people think they know what they're rejecting, but really, so often they just
don't.
They've just not really.
They need a friend to explain it.
Definitely. Mm. Oh, that's really cool. And how many years ago was it that you came to Stag?
Coming up for
It'll be 10 years in January. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what made you kind of decide to come back to Cambridge to to Stag?
We were very happily stuck into the church I was serving in as a vicar in Bournemouth, and one day I just got a letter in the post.
Okay.
from Stag, the previous vicar Mark Ashton,
yep.
had very sadly died of cancer.
Yeah.
And they were looking for a new vicar, and I got this letter, and I knew the church because I'd been a member of the Round Church, which is our church, but they used to be in that building when I was a student. And so that's how the process really, really began.
Wow.
And we became convinced that it was God's calling for us to come and serve here. And it's a wonderful privilege and amazing to I think that church, I'm so grateful to God for the fact that they bothered with students when I was a student.
Yes.
And so it's lovely to come back the other side of that process.
Yeah, that's really cool that like God's brought you back and that you experienced being a student here yourself.
Yeah,
and that's amazing.
Mm.
And why not just tell us some of the things that you guys most love about the Stag and the church family here?
Oh, that's such a good question. I love the sort of international flavour of Stag, that there are people here really from so many different cultures, and so I love that. And I suppose it's the chance to get to know people and for them to come and study God's word and meet together and serve together at that stage in their lives when they're sort of students or postgrads or sort of young working people. And that's just, it's a great privilege to be involved in that.
Definitely.
I mean, exactly, I completely echo that.
Yeah.
In the end, I suppose what we love the most is just the people. And it's an incredible privilege to be pastor of a Christian church, wherever it is.
Yeah.
I love to see it's a wonderful thing to see the effects of the word of God as people get to know Jesus better and their business-like in their faith and want to reach their friends with the gospel and thinking, how can I use my life for Jesus?
That's
a wonderful thing.
Seeing people grow in
their
love
for
Jesus. And it's really exciting.
Yeah.
And Alistair, sort of random question, but I'm quite interested. What have you most enjoyed preaching recently that you've preached on, and why?
We had a series in Revelation last year, which we started in the autumn and carried right on until the summer.
Okay.
And did all of the book from chapter 4 to the end. We'd done the first three chapters earlier on. And I found that a real eye-opener for me. It was a journey of discovery for me. I learned so much. It's the preacher who learns the most, really, through having to. So I suppose that stands out in my mind as something I've really enjoyed recently. But I'm now enjoying doing Matthew because we've always done it at Christmas in little dribs and drabs.
Yes.
It's nice to be able to delve into it properly. And that's also a journey of discovery. So it's hard to single out any one book compared to another, really.
It's true. As you spend time in each one, you like really enjoy it, and that becomes your favourite, and then you spend time in the next one.
What did we do? Was it a couple of summers ago? We did, in summer of 2019, before Revelation, we did 5 in Romans, 1-5. What a book that is.
I'm very excited to be spending a lot of time in that this year.
So students, to all your hearers, get your heads in the book of Romans.
We have a lot to look forward to this year.
Yeah,
definitely. And how can we as students here at Stag be praying for you both and be praying for Stag over the coming year?
Oh, thank you so much. I think our aims as a church are the gospel to Cambridge, gospel workers to the world.
Yep.
That's how we put it. Our biggest longing is that people come to know the Lord Jesus and grow in Him.
Yeah.
Just keep praying for that.
Yeah.
And then that they're sent out. We can't help being a sending church. That's one of the fun things about Cambridge, because people leave, you see, at the end of their time.
It's hard as well, isn't it?
It's really hard.
You just get to know them and then they go.
The hardest bit of job is saying goodbye.
Yes.
But our prayer is that we can serve other churches as people are built up in their trust in Christ, become really useful Christians, and then can serve and be a blessing elsewhere. So just pray that those two aims are fulfilled. And I think, you know, at the moment the COVID thing's really difficult. It's having a way of making everything harder in terms of social interaction. I'm finding it harder to meet people. everybody listening to this podcast is finding it harder than people. So pray for God to have mercy on us with that,
yes.
I think. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think maybe pray for perseverance in terms of really connecting with people in our small groups.
Yeah.
For you, it'll be focus groups. For me, I'm in one of the women's morning groups.
Yeah.
And there are lots of other groups.
Yeah.
But yeah, just that we persevere in meeting together. We don't give up.
Yes.
Even though we can't see each other.
When it feels harder and it's not quite the same.
It feels harder. It does. But that we don't give up.
Yes.
And that we keep serving even though we can't always see who we're serving.
Yes. And it's amazing that God gives us like the strength to keep going and to keep persevering.
Yeah.
Sure. We're not
in
that by ourselves. And why don't we finish with, have you guys got any like top tips for students about making the most of their time in Cambridge or particularly at Stag?
I think Cambridge is an amazing opportunity to grow as a Christian.
Yeah.
And we grow through learning and we grow through serving. You know, make the most of Stag and Focus if you decided to join us. And get involved with the CU as well in terms of doing evangelism together with people in your college. And serving, what an opportunity this is to help other people know the Lord Jesus.
Yes.
And so many people over the years have become Christians through a friend who's just perhaps read the Bible one-to-one or something like that. As well as all the other stuff, having a great time.
Yeah.
Just making the most of Cambridge.
Yes.
I think our problem... Yeah, I would echo all of that.
Yeah.
I think making church and Focus a real priority, because it's going to be harder.
Yeah.
The longer everybody gets stuck into all their college activities and sport and everything else, there's a challenge there.
Yes. Yeah.
Not to keep meeting together, but actually we really need each other, and
we
need to be hearing God's word,
and
that will keep us from drifting away.
And I always think it's so amazing that God's given us each other to help each other to kind of keep going and encouraging each other, and such a privilege to have church family. Oh great, well thank you guys so much for joining me. It's been so fun to chat and get to know you.
Thank you very much.
Really fun.
I know.
Okay, thank you.